Broadcasting Company presents America's Town Meeting of the Air.
Town Meeting tonight. Town Meeting in the Hook, New Jersey. Are you preparing to grow old for Senator Claude Pepper, Marion Folsom, Dr. Daniel Poling, Eugene Penny, Dr. George Lawton, and Houston Peterson as guest moderator? Hear both sides and make up your own mind. Town Meeting tonight! Town Meeting tonight! Everybody listen!
Tonight we welcome you to Bound Brook, New Jersey, the thriving industrial center of historic Somerset County, where we are the guests of the Somerset County Community Forum. It was here to the beautiful Upper Raritan River Valley that Washington brought his small army of colonials after the Battle of Princeton, and that the young republic, founded on the principles of liberty and democracy, successfully defended its right to survive. Today, more than a century and a half later, the citizens of Somerset County have banded together in the same spirit to meet the challenge of a changing world. Tonight's meeting brings to a close the program of the Somerset County Community Forum. For the last few weeks, the forum, sponsored by business, religious, and other civic organizations, has been conducting an experiment in self-education under the theme of The World We Want. And now to preside over our discussion, pinch-hitting for Mr. George V. Denny, Jr., is our moderator, Mr. Houston Peterson, author and professor of philosophy at Rutgers University. Mr. Peterson.
Good evening, everybody. This is indeed Houston Peterson pitch hitting for George Denny. Let me at once violate the rules of public speaking and begin with some statistics. Today, nearly 11 million of our population are over 65. By the year 1980, between 22 and 26 million will be over 65, and more than one-third of our entire population will be over 45. As these are the facts, we are facing tonight a tremendous question. Are you preparing to grow old successfully? Or if you are already over 45, are you getting as much out of life as you should? Are you bringing as much to life as you can? When millions were unemployed during the Great Depression, men and women in their 40s, you will remember, were considered old and began to be old. But when millions were needed for war production, men and women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and indeed 80s were found to be useful and happy citizens. Now the emphasis again seems to be on youth, and people in their middle and later years often get to run around as if experience were a handicap rather than an advantage. Our speakers tonight are Senator Claude Pepper, Democrat of Florida, Marion B. Folsom, Treasurer of the Eastman Kodak Company, Dr. Daniel A. Poling, President and Editor of the Christian Herald, and Eugene J. Kenny, former assistant treasurer of the Standard Vacuum Oil Company of New York. And to put them on the spot, we will hear from our special interrogator, Dr. George Lawton, psychologist and author of the forthcoming book, Aging Creatively. And now to begin our discussion, the distinguished United States Senator from Florida and member of the Senate Labor and Public Welfare Committee, the Honorable Claude Pepper, will point out what he thinks our government should do for our older citizens. Senator Pepper.